Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Officials in Lake County say hundreds of homes have been impacted by recent flooding, and they're turning their attention to a new potential problem.
Mike Warner is executive director of the county's Stormwater Management Commission.
Right now, it looks like between 300 to 500 homes may be impacted. There are sandbagging operations that are underway right now.
He says a number of road closures remain in effect throughout the county. Concerns about a flood wave coming to the area from Wisconsin have dissipated, but Warner says the new problem is the chain of lakes cresting.
We know the properties to contact, and we have been attempting to. It's not been kind of a door-to-door effort yet, but if those flood heights change from IDNR, then we'll have more of kind of a boots on the ground out there if necessary.
Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Calumet City officials have issued a drinking water alert for those living near 950 Legion Drive. E. coli bacteria was found in the water supply at the American Legion at that address, and so these warnings will be in effect for a couple of days. A Corrections Department employee faces DUI and weapons charges after police found a loaded gun in his car.
Donald Williams' FOID card has expired and his concealed carry permit has been revoked, according to DuPage County prosecutors. They say the 46-year-old was arrested Friday night after being in an accident in Lyle. Police found a tumbler with strawberry vodka on ice in his car, as well as a loaded 9mm weapon on the floor behind the driver's seat. Officers searched his vehicle after they said Williams smelled of alcohol. He spent the night in jail and was released on bond. A state website lists Williams as a lieutenant in the Department of Corrections, earning about $119,000 a year. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A 65-year-old motorcycle rider is dead after a crash on the west side. It happened at 16th and Kedvale yesterday. Police say that the motorcycle collided with a car, a driver of the motorcycle. The driver was taken to Mount Sinai Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Five people were hurt in a late-night crash on Lakeshore Drive. It happened last night. Police say two cars crashed on the drive at Monroe. One person taken to the hospital in serious to critical condition. Four others were taken to hospitals in fair to serious condition. Joliet police are searching for the suspect who shot and wounded a teenage boy near the route for the city's annual Mexican Independence Day parade.
Joliet police say a 16-year-old boy was shot in the calf at about 2 Saturday afternoon near the intersection of Collins Street and Elwood Avenue, about an hour after the city's 57th annual Mexican Independence Day parade stepped off. The parade's path wound south on Collins towards Cass Street, passing near the shooting site. Surveillance video showed a thin-white or Hispanic male wearing a black T-shirt with white lettering and blue jeans firing a handgun at the teen before running east through an alley. Jackie Swike, News Radio on 105.9 FM.
A 35-year-old man is in critical condition after he was shot in Lincoln Park overnight. It happened this morning on Fullerton at Lakeview, just west of Lincoln Park Zoo. Police said that the victim was standing on a sidewalk when someone in a red SUV opened fire. The man was hit multiple times. A man from Chicago is being held without bond for allegedly assaulting an employee of a hotel in Oak Brook at gunpoint. 37-year-old Julius Ramsey of the West Garfield Park neighborhood is now charged with three counts of aggravated criminal sexual assault. Police say it happened Monday morning at the Hyatt House Hotel on 22nd Street. Investigators found Ramsey's DNA at the scene. That's according to police. They say they also found a gun in one of the rooms he was renting.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio.
News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.